This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are a full-service law firm, so you need not ask what type of law they specialize in. If you are in need of legal assistance, you can call them anytime for a free consult at 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. You need not live in Brandon. You need not work in Brandon. You need not have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, as Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area as a full service law firm. Huge supporters of my podcast for many years, as well as Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 28 Holiday Spectacular, December 12th at Heritage Isles Golf and Country Club. Remember, for golf information, you can always email me directly at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I'd also like to thank Papa John's of Tampa Bay for their ongoing support of my podcast. They were the first ever sponsor of my first ever podcast, season one of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. That is now in season five. If you want fantasy content, just find the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast where you find your podcasts and enjoy that for the next 5 weeks. We shut everything down after week 16 of the National Football League regular season. That's when the majority of fantasy football leagues, including the leagues I run, come to an end. But Papa John's of Tampa Bay continues to offer the delicious papadillas for a promotional price of $6, even though they haven't phased any flavors out, and they keep adding more flavors. The latest is the double cheeseburger papadilla. I had it for the first time, courtesy of the great Denny Gray, manager at the West Kennedy store in Tampa. And I added a little bacon to my double cheeseburger papadilla. I highly recommend picking one up. The promotional price on all papadillas is $6, quote, for a limited time. But it just keeps going on and on and on. Mike Lentz was not available to play golf with me tomorrow. He works too hard at the West Water store and is one of my best contacts at Papa John's of Tampa Bay for prizes and feeding my Todd Wright Tour golfers for many, many years now. Try those papadillas, especially the new double cheeseburger papadilla. Add a little bacon to it. I'm telling you, just adding another delicious touch. $6 for a limited time. Thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay for their ongoing support of my podcast and Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Mike Lentz, we will see you on December 12th at Heritage Isles. Mike plays in every tournament he can. The email for the Todd Wright Toddcast, don't post on my Twitter. I do have Twitter. It's for promotional purposes of my What Are the Odds webcast, a webcast about sports handicapping with numbers direct from the Westgate Superbook in Las Vegas, based on my 25-year friendship with one of the best out there, Jay Cornegay. I promote my various golf tournaments, my various podcasts, and please don't post on a message board. That is so 20th century, and it's just so cowardly. If you have a comment about a Toddcast or would like me to consider something for a Toddcast, or you just want to reach out, here's my email address, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com for anything that you want to talk to me about that is non-fantasy material. That email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, and non-golf material, that's toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. While we're giving out all these addresses, I'm on Instagram at ToddWright2020. Mention Twitter at ToddWright2020. That is solely for promotional purposes. And my Facebook page, which promotes everything that I do, and a lot of those who support my podcasts and my golf tournaments. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I don't need a website. I don't need an extra Facebook page. If you'd like to friend me because you listen to the podcast, that's fine. I will never ask you to like a separate Facebook page. Please return that favor. Otherwise, we're going to have a hard time staying friends on social media. So when Jameis Winston didn't get the $30 million his agent arrogantly and ridiculously asked from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and ended up with a one-year, $1 million contract with the New Orleans Saints, there were still those Jameis Winston apologists who I think at this point, it's not even a double down, it's not a triple down, it's not a quadruple down, it's not a sextuple down, it's exponentially insane. Talked about what Jameis Winston would do when the time came and the Saints needed him because Drew Brees was not available. And at that time, both here on the Toddcast and to anyone who would listen to me, I pointed out Jameis Winston was not the backup quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. Jameis Winston was simply an available body who could do some things that Sean Payton and the Saints needed done, and maybe some good would come out of it for both parties. For Jameis for a year, in a Sean Payton system, in meetings, in practices, and the Saints get something out of it. What that something is, I don't know, other than someone to run the scout team, a 25-year-old with a live arm, and I don't know what more comes from that. Because I pointed out immediately, because I actually watched the Saints play, unlike the Jameis apologists, that Taysom Hill was next in line. That Taysom Hill had more years on his contract than Jameis. That Taysom Hill had $16 million on that two-year contract, which was significantly more than the investment in Jameis Winston. So when the time came this season where Drew Brees, with 11 cracked ribs and a punctured lung, couldn't go anymore, and the Saints had to prep for a game without him, not just adjusting on the fly and throwing in the backup quarterback who isn't a part of the game plan in other areas, as Taysom Hill always is, with a week to prepare. As I said all along, Jameis Winston was not the backup quarterback for Sean Payton in New Orleans. It was Taysom Hill. I said that when Jameis signed with the New Orleans Saints. I stood by it even when I appeared on Spectrum Bay News 9 over the weekend when I was asked in a face-off segment, who should the Saints go with? And I gave various reasons why Taysom Hill should be the starter and not Jameis Winston. Among them, in addition to the reasons I gave when Jameis first signed, that the length of contract and the investment made by the Saints in Hill was significantly more than that of Winston, there were plenty of other reasons. Hill is older, 30. Hill is wiser. I still contend part of Jameis Winston's problem is he's not smart enough to play quarterback in the National Football League. Other reasons for Hill over Winston. Hill has more knowledge of the system. Hill has more knowledge of his teammates. Hill has the trust of his head coach. And for a punchline on the television segment, I said, Hill is not named Jameis Winston. As a matter of fact, I can't give you a reason why Winston should have gotten the start in Week 11 over Taysom Hill. I went on to say that the National Football League is evolving right in front of our eyes. You have the 40-plus-year-old quarterbacks who are pocket passers like Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers. the 30-something club, Aaron Rodgers and insert others. And then you have the group that continues to grow that do more than just sit in the pocket and make throws. Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl MVP. Lamar Jackson, league MVP. Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills. Dak Prescott, Dallas Cowboys. Kyler Murray in the MVP conversation all of a sudden for the second year. Arizona Cardinals under Murray and Cliff Kingsbury. This is now the trend. Dual threat quarterbacks. Now, I asked John Lynch a long time ago when Tim Tebow was doing a lot of work on the ground and not everything through the air with the Denver Broncos, why quarterbacks like this don't last in the NFL. And Lynch simply said, because they're going to get killed. Well, a lot of rule changes have happened since John Lynch played, since Ronnie Lott played. And even as runners, quarterbacks have protection, the same protection as other players when it comes to how defenders can hit them, where they can hit them. And in some cases, we can judge how hard they can hit them. So it certainly appears like dual threat quarterbacks are here to stay. And perhaps the current NFL allows more for that because of some of the rule changes as it relates to not only protecting quarterbacks, but protecting players in general, trying to take helmet-to-helmet contact out of the game, or blindside blocks, or horse collar tackles, or any number of things that were legal for many, many years that could potentially injure a ball carrier. I'm recording this roughly an hour after Taysom Hill led the New Orleans Saints to a very easy 24-9 victory over the Atlanta Falcons. Hill's performance justified getting the nod from Sean Payton and everything that I had ever said about Taysom Hill being the backup to Drew Brees in New Orleans, both when Jameis signed and in the days leading up to this game. If you didn't watch it, Hill threw 23 passes. He completed 18 of them. No picks. No. Not a one. He also had a 57-yard touchdown to Emmanuel Sanders, nullified by a holding call. But his numbers, even without that, because that would have put him right about at 300, 290. Hill was 18 of 23 for 233. He did take three sacks for 23 yards. They count as sacks. He also led the Saints in rushing. He ran it 10 times, often on kind of a power sweep behind the right side of the line with some motion in front of him. 51 yards, two touchdowns. One touchdown was on that particular play. Another was basically a broken passing play where he simply outmaneuvered one defender who couldn't run him down for a sack and then outran a defensive back to the pylon to score. So he accounted for 284 yards and basically was involved with 33 plays where he was the trigger man. I guess 36 if you include the sack. Michael Thomas had his best game of the year with Taysom Hill. 9 catches for 104 yards. Michael Thomas had only touched the ball 10 times all year coming into the Week 11 game. All sorts of teammates were congratulating Taysom Hill for not only his two touchdowns, but other things that he did along the way. Yeah, it's one game, but it's further one game to shut up those of you tireless and shameless and pathetic Jameis Winston apologists, and you really need to stop, especially if you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, because you're just making yourself sound really, really dumb as the player's jersey you continue to wear for some reason. I have a friend who has club seats with the Buccaneers, and he's had them for a long time. And as we sat out on Friday night enjoying a cold beverage, I asked him, "Have you still seen Winston jerseys at the games this year?" And he just nodded, and then he shook his head. The nod was, "They're there." The head shake is, "I don't know why." I do. These people were wrong on him. They still refuse to admit they're wrong. And you know what? Many of them are Florida State apologists, which is a whole other conversation. The Florida State fans who still think Bob Stoops was about to coach the Seminoles, which never happened. Florida State fans can be very delirious, and they can be very distracted. You know, I made a wager with a great supporter of my golf tournaments named Mark a number of years ago, and he was a supporter of Winston, not an apologist. And we were playing a round of golf, and I just said, "I'll tell you what, I always like to make things interesting. If Winston actually leads the Bucs to one playoff win, one, as the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when that happens, Mark, I will take you to play at a very nice golf course, and it's on me, and you win the bet." And he just said, "And what do you want?" I said, "When the Bucs part ways with Jameis Winston, and that has not happened, you then set up a very nice round of golf and take me as your guest." Well, Mark has obviously paid off that wager by now. Took me to play at TPC Tampa Bay. This was a while ago. And at one point, we were involved in some golf tournament together. And this guy who knows Mark, who I guess plays golf with him, sat down at the table. And Mark said, "Todd, tell Ed about our bet." I said, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah. I'm sure Ed would like to hear it." So I proceeded to tell Ed, someone I had never seen before, exactly what the parameters of the wager were. This dipshit looks me in the face in front of everybody sitting at the table, and his first response to the wager was, looking me in the eye, said, "Where did you go to school?" That's your typical Florida State mouthpiece for Jameis Winston and many other things that haven't gone right for that program since they won a national championship. It was Ed's opinion that because I went to a school other than Florida State, I have a negative opinion of Jameis Winston. No, Ed, I just frickin' know football. And I don't watch it with the same bias as you. I reminded Mark of this just the other day when reports surfaced that Hill got the start over Jameis Winston. And I will never let Ed down for his initial reaction to why I made the bet. So look, if you're a Florida State apologist and you still want to wear the Winston jersey, go ahead and wear it, but wear it as a Florida State jersey. He did win a national championship there. I'm fine with that. But why are there still people in Tampa Bay wearing Jameis Winston Buccaneer jerseys? Do some laundry. Buy something else. You look like a loser. I can't put it to you any more simple than that. If you're wearing a Jameis Winston Buccaneer jersey to the Monday night game between the Rams and the Bucks, I view you, and many people view you, as a loser. I have no other explanation. You want to wear an FSU Winston jersey? You go right ahead. He did great things there. You wear a Buccaneer Winston jersey, or you work at one of the nearby sports bars or restaurants, and you're still wearing that? Get with it. Wake up. You're as dumb as the name on the back of the jersey you shouldn't be wearing anymore. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. When you are in need of legal assistance, call Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. They are a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, first ever sponsor of any of my podcasts 5 years ago, and they continue to give prizes and cater my golf tournaments across Tampa Bay. Thank you, Mike Lentz. Thank you, Denny Gray. Remember, there's the new double cheeseburger papadilla. Just like all the other flavors, it is promotionally priced for a limited time at just $6. Thank you, Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.